hypocrite.
Yes, to me, when I would speak of a jackleg preacher, I would mean that I wouldn't believe him.
Uh-huh. Do you ever use the term hypocrite, or not?
Sometimes.
Uh-huh. But a jackleg preacher is one. Would you ever use a jackleg for any person in any other profession?
Doctors. I mean, yeah, you know, some people say that if I don't have, just about anybody. Like, if he was supposed to be a plumber, but he wasn't. He wasn't in the union, or
I see.
I would call him jackleg.
Yeah. Would you call him a jackleg plumber or just a jackleg?
Probably I'd call him jackleg.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like if he would want to charge me as much as a regular plumber would, I'd tell him no.
I see. But it's also somebody you don't have confidence in.
Not too much, right.
Okay, good. Now, you mentioned a plumber and a doctor. Are there any others, other kinds of occupations that you can
lawyers,
think of?
Yes.
Yeah.
I don't.
You think of jackleg lawyers?
Yes.
Okay, good. Now, a man, the highest rank in the Army would be a?
Colonel.
Higher than that, even.
Major.
Well, like, like MacArthur was a, or Eisenhower.
Okay, what were they?
Generals,
sure. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
All right. And then how about if a person is on a team, you know, like on a basketball team, they appoint one person as the
captain.
Yeah. Now, is that word ever used in another sense? They might call somebody cap or captain?
Yeah, I've heard it used as the head of a house, you know. I've heard people call their husband as the captain,
uh-huh,
and things like
okay,
that.
Okay, yeah, okay, good. Now, a man who presides over a trial would be a?
A judge.
Okay, and a person going to school would be a?
Student.
Now, would you use the same thing if you were going to elementary school, like in the first grade?
Yeah, if he just started the school, he would be a student.
Okay. And a woman who takes dictation, you call her a
secretary.
All right. And the members of the Knoxville city government are called the
council.
All right. And those men are called the
city father. Councilman.
All right. All right. Now you're speaking of your nationality. You say I'm
a Negro.
Yeah. Or
I'm American.
All right. Now, what other terms are there besides Negro?
Usually just black, you know, like I'm a black person.
Yeah. Now, what other terms are there, and I'd like to know how you react to them. What different terms you've heard.
Yeah, and how I would feel
right,
that.
Exactly.
Like a friend of mine could come in and say, hey, nigga, what you doing?
Yeah.
But I couldn't accept it from you.
Right, okay, sure. Okay.
And even though I would consider you my friend,
sure,
I would just rather you wouldn't.
Okay, right, all right. Yeah, now, but how about other terms?
I might say I'm colored.
How do you feel about that? That
I can see it, but I don't want it. I don't want to hear it.
I see. Now, but I mean, when you say it, do you say it in kind of a joking way, in the same way that you might? I mean, in other words, nigger and colored are pretty close.
Yeah, and you say this. It's a joking word, you know, and when people get, when you're angry with somebody, you know, like if you call them out, nigga, well,
yeah,
that you're angry then,
yeah,
and because you know this is not an acceptable word,
yeah,
and it's the tone of voice that makes the difference.
I see. Now, are there any other terms that's very interesting about color, because it depends, that's a generation difference,
mm-hmm,
because people who are in their 70s, for example, as a rule, don't mind that.
No, not really.
And some of them object to being called black.
Really, they really object to
yeah,
it. They don't have to be in their 70s, they can be in their 50s.